We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a big day here at the Mall of America.
Jordana?
My goodness, Jordana Green, Mike Max here. At Radio Row, where
you said,
it
get
is
us some guesses. How about a Super Bowl champion coach?
I said, okay. Who knew? Did you set up Brian Billick,
no,
or did you just fall
been,
into
we've been
this?
Communicating. I've been trying to get the ice fishing on the roof with me.
Oh, was that it?
But we had him on Sunday with Sid and
yes.
Dave and I.
Sure.
Brian Billick and I go back to when he was an assistant coach in Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there at the airport the day that I met him the first. He won't remember this. Jack Burns was coming off.
Yes.
And we came out there to do who's the new offensive coordinator. Right.
I went out to pick Jack up.
And I think that was it was the year of the Super Bowl here in 92.
Yes, 92. Because he had been, obviously, with Redskins.
Yep.
So he is a part of that. And then Denny hires him afterwards. So,
yep. And you're the
yeah,
tight ends
well, you
coach
are going
who became
back. Yeah.
The coordinator.
Yeah.
And Brian was one of my go-to guys always
yep.
there. And
that just meant I talked a lot. That's all that
it
meant.
It was fun, though. I learned more football from him in his office. It was so much fun. And then to see him win a Super Bowl championship.
Of course, with the Ravens.
You know. Yeah.
Well, maybe he could teach you about radio now. Because
he probably could because he does a radio show. Brian, tell us where you're doing your radio
that's
show.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, I do a syndication every week of a number of stations. SeatGeek.com is the one that sponsors them. It's great fun. Kind of keeps me in touch around the league with what's going on. I do a lot of corporate speaking, so that kind of keeps it fresh as well. I enjoy it. Between that and my shows for the NFL Network Playbook, which is great because it's really gotten me back into the film. I mean, God forbid, the NFL Network, we actually have a football show that's X's and O's. I've really enjoyed. We used to have that show a number of years ago. Kind of pulled me back into the film room, which I'm really, really enjoying.
So what radio, TV now, but you were talking to him during the break about what it's like being a head coach and the hours yeah. that you have to put in.
I've always often thought in my travels that the most difficult job of the people that I cover is an NFL head coach. And a college head coach would be right behind it because you throw recruiting in. But you need to, beyond setting the stage for the X's and O's, you need to get your staff, which is one team, and you got to have them. And then you've got to not just X and O with the players, but you got to manage all these personalities. And that's a 10-day work week that you do in seven.
Well, and the organizations have gotten so big that and the demands because of the media. You know, I got out just before the explosion of Twitter and Facebook and having to deal at that level with all the players and then from the pressure of the fans as well at that level. It just adds one more thing, one more set of circumstances to having to manage these young, you know, wealthy personalities that all certainly have vested self-interest in some of the things they're doing and holding that together in a team atmosphere.
What's I want to add one personal note, though, because it's pretty interesting. Brian's daughters, who were very young when I was here, one of them went on, she was roommates with Aristea Brady, one of
yes,
my old...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. My oldest daughter, Aubrey. Yeah,
who works with CCO TV.
Mm-hmm.
But his other daughter married John Luer from Orno, Minnesota, who plays for the Detroit Pistons.
Right.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been great fun. In fact, I'm having dinner with Holly and Mike Luer tonight. You know, it's great coming back to Minnesota for me. My wife's coming in tonight, having dinner all week with friends and family. We're back here every year. We go to the cabin up in the North Woods.
You got the place in Vermilion, huh?
Well, friends of ours, yeah. Yep. Every year we go up there, and it's great fun. We love it. And what a magnificent, I think the city's doing a great job. This is going to be the template now. I mean, I've been doing Radio Row for 12 years now. Usually it's in some giant Megalopolis Hotel Convention Center set up. It's very sterile. But to have the fans rolling in through here and add the energy to it, this is great. This is the way they're going to do it going forward.
So we're doing it right here in Minneapolis.
Well, not necessarily here, but they'll do it like here.
They'll do it like
here. Yeah, without the snow.
So give us a little inside football here. What are the head coaches, what's in their head right now?
Right now, good thing, right now, Wednesday is when things kind of get back to normal. I mean, it's crazy up till now. And everything about the Super Bowl, but now you're going back to practice, meetings. It's now you try to get the players as well into that rhythm of, okay, we know what this feels like now. Now we're getting back into your world. So the league does a nice job. After Tuesday, players don't have a lot of demands.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to make sure they understood, look, don't bring this on yourself now. you're done with your league obligation with the media and all the hoopla that goes with it. Let's get it back into a normal, because at the end of the day, and I'm sure both Doug Peterson, of course, Bill's been doing it for so many years, he'll pull out his Gene Hackman Hoosier quote, you know, we're going, look, guys, geez, this field's the same width as our field. Yeah. Boy, this length of the, it's still 120. You know how to do this. We've done this before. Don't let the exterior circumstances change what we know we can do.
When you watch the Vikings in Philadelphia, and nobody had been able to do that to the Vikings.
No.
Is that something that happened in film session during the week where they said, hey, I see something here that nobody else has seen and we can expose it?
No, I think they knew they had to get more vertical. When the back end got a little beat up with Sendejo and Xavier Rhodes, that certainly lends itself to it. They knew they had to get vertical. It was a bit of a surprise that they were able to do that, and they're going to have to do that this week. If they're going to beat the New England Patriots.
That's what you've been saying, Jordan.
The whole week, and no one was listening. I'm glad you validated
You're ready
my
to go.
Thoughts.
All right, see?
Thank you. I wish they would
learned
listen.
Everything I know from...
I appreciate that.
Can I tell you one more quick media
thing?
He goes to Super Bowl, and I think somebody's waiting for it. We'll let you go, but Ray Lewis is in trouble. It's coming off, right? Ray Lewis, was he involved in this? Was he not? So media day at the Super Bowl when he's the Super Bowl coach. And he goes off on the media.
Basically called them ambulance chasers.
Yep,
not
said,
qualified. Went over well, didn't it?
Yeah, you're not qualified to try this case, so quit trying it. But what he did was he took all the attention from Ray Lewis and put it on himself.
Well done.
And he let the media get mad at Brian Billick for a few days for the way he handled it. Meanwhile, Ray was able to go about his business. It was a genius.
You know what my one lament is? I would have loved to have gone back to another Super Bowl, gone to that same NUF conference, step up to the podium and go, one more thing. I would have loved to have been able to do that.
I think somebody's waiting for him.
You're a busy guy.
Hey, good to see you all.
Great to see you all, Brian.
Yep. Appreciate you taking care of Sid the way you do.
It's my pleasure.
We'll do it again.
Thank you. Brian Billick, really fun to talk with him. He's in demand. It's pretty crazy down here at Radio Row. It's right. He's right. The fans are all along. They're watching. They recognize their heroes. But those heroes have to hop from table to table, from show to show, and it's great fun. Susan gave you a behind the scenes on Facebook. Check out the CCO Facebook page. We're going to do another one. Dave Mona, the handsome and talented Dave Mona, during the weekday is sitting down.
Radio.com.
It is a buzz at the Mall of America.
Oh, Jordana. I told you, didn't I?
It's
I kept
great.
Saying zoo, didn't I?
So fun. Mike Max's eyes are popping out of his head with, okay, who's it? What coach? What player? And I'm so grateful to have you here. Thank you so very
you
much.
You bet.
A huge celebrity has just passed by the booth. We roped him in. I don't know how we managed it, but the handsome and talented Dave Mona.
He's tight for time.
I know, he is. He wants to. He's going to the next booth to be interviewed in just a moment. But, Dave, we're so happy to see you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I want to check this out. I've talked to more media than I have personalities. They're very complimentary, the setup. I heard you use the word zoo, but it's a controlled zoo because everybody's close together. While I was waiting, you were talking to Brian Billick, guy from a Philadelphia station came up. He didn't know who I was. So you a coach? And I said, no, I'm not a coach.
You should have worked that.
Well, yeah, I could have done a great interview.
Yeah, how many interviews do you think have been done under false pretenses at this place?
More than a few, Mike.
All you got to do is look the part, right, Dave?
Well, you know, part of it, Mike, you and I talked off air a little bit. There are a lot of people looking around that I recognize. They're not in uniform.
They're not on the sidelines.
Can't see the credential. You go, I know I should be able to put a name with that person.
And if they got a Hall of Fame jacket, that narrows it a little bit, but you're still not quite sure if it's not a Viking.
And there's a lineup. There's none here because I'm talking to you. But there are people who are talent finders for one of these hundreds of radio stations out here, and literally they just are stalking anybody who's talking to the people who are obviously hosting. Maybe I'll get lucky and get that guy next, whoever it turns out to be.
Yep, exactly. Whoever it is, they must be important enough to be in that station. You know, Jordana, Dave was heavily involved in the 92 Super Bowl.
Got it. Tell us about that. How is this different?
This is 92 on steroids.
Yeah.
We thought 92 was a big deal.
And it was.
And it really was, but it's just so much bigger now. I mean, this center we're in here, this food court, I mean, this, you know, feels like what the Metrodome felt like back in 92. The numbers are multiplied, the number of people who come in. They come in earlier, they stay longer. I hope they're eating in our restaurants. We know they're staying in our hotels. I think they may get a little misled by what's happening outside today. They go, huh, this isn't bad.
Yeah, I sing the same. And by the way, nobody said anything about 2 inches of snow last night either. I woke up and I was shoveling something this morning.
Surprise! It was kind of a surprise for all of us. But you know what? Great for the fans to be in town. It's Minnesota. Yeah. This is the bold north. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Well, this snow was really very light.
Yeah.
And I think it added to sort of the atmosphere. I'm not sure what they're going to think of the atmosphere when they wake up and turn Mike Lynch on, because what other station would you listen to, and find out that it's minus 12, but the wind chill is minus 24.
You know, the other thing that's happened is I perused both the Mall of America and downtown Minneapolis, is, and the same thing happened during the Republican convention. They've done such a good job of telling people not to come down, so to speak, or to be very careful. And so many people that work in downtown Minneapolis are working from home. Yep. That some of those businesses downtown Minneapolis need a boost because the Super Bowl crowd's not doing it for them. And their regulars aren't around anymore. That's because true. They're all at home.
Well, we're hoping these next few days that kicks in.
Yeah.
You know, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, people will be in town.
But try staffing that, right? You have no idea.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Let's talk about your show this weekend. I know you're out here scouting some
guests. Mike and I were just talking during the break. Mike, you think I've got one of the Wilfs?
Mark says he's going to try to do it. Yep.
That would be great.
Just fishing on the roof with him. His first time ice fishing.
Well, I'm sure it will be the last.
Guaranteed.
Derek Falvey is out here. He's good.
Derek Falvey is good. We're going to talk more baseball. We're going to have Brian Dozier. So we'll have two Twins joining us. You know, the public is invited. We'll be in the Cambria Gallery. That's a little bit different. Everybody asked me, who are you going to have Sunday? I don't dare tell them. We often don't know until 9:30 Sunday morning. I like to make it look like a more scheduled production.
Because you got no idea who's going to call you back after you leave a message,
I
you know?
I totally get that. Yep.
And then you do that. You know, here's the top tier. Well, I don't want to give up on them yet. And you just kind of work your way down. And somehow, as Dave and I always say at noon, I don't know how it worked out, but it just worked out.
Yeah, we have 9 guests, and we started the day with 3.
Yeah, exactly.
But you make 15 phone calls and get 7 good guess. It's probably a 2-to-1 ratio. And we know Sunday will be fun. A lot of people are busy. There are events Sunday morning. We'll try to catch football people between events.
Dave, he won't mention it. He won't mention it, Jordana. So I'm going to. The commissioner, I was at his press conference today at the Hilton Hotel, and he paid special homage and recognition to Sid Hartman.
Really?
Yes, in the state of the state. He said, the last time this Super Bowl was here, this guy was 71 years old. That's how he started it. And Sid won't mention this, I'm sure, so I just want to make sure that people know.
I don't think
there's
any chance it could come up with Sid mentioning it. Except the next time it happens, Sid's going to be 123.
That's right.
Which is even a better story.
And Goodell might not even be commissioner then.
That's right.
He'll outlast them all. Fabulous. Well, Dave, it's so fun to see you. Are you just going to wander around?
I'm going to wander around a little bit more. It's fun to see the setup. Been to a lot of events. It's always interesting to see how they handle it. I think Bloomington, Minneapolis, St. Paul are going to emerge with high grades from this.
And I don't know if you know this, but at 4 o'clock, the Patriots are talking. And if you want to go, it's kind of fun to, you know, the big press conference set up. Belichick and Brady will be talking just stone's throw from where we are.
I did happen to know that, Mike, because I get about 16 emails every 5 minutes.
Do you check those? Holy cow, do they come.
I feel that buzz. I start to ignore it. There's so many emails going on.
Well, it's a wonderful setup. We're getting high marks, like you said, because the fans are interactive in this one.
It's fan-friendly.
In past Super Bowls, in past media centers, the fans didn't have so much access. So this is terrific to see everybody. They're all waving at us, and I'm not sure who's a fan and who are celebrity football folks, but it's just fun to be in the mix.
A fan can get within 4 to 6 feet. I mean, there are people really close.
Yeah.
That is really different from previous media centers.
Absolutely. All right, it's 3:28. Let's take a quick break. Dave Mona, fabulous to have you. Thanks.
Carry on, guys. I'll be listening on the way home.
Glad he made some time for us. Mike Max, Jordana Green here down at Radio Row at Mall of America. If you can come down, there's parking. Come visit. It's something that you probably...
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Jordana Green, Mike Max at Radio Row at the Mall of America. And I really hope we're going to get to the State of the Union. We are going to talk to Eric Paulson later in the show. He was involved in that train crash this morning out in Washington, D.C. He's okay. We know of one fatality, the bus driver that apparently crashed into the train. We're going to speak with Eric at 5:10 about what happened. But it's sort of a free-for-all here at Mall of America on Radio Row. We're grabbing celebrities. We're grabbing sports celebrities, whoever comes by. One of the celebrities we have on our show a lot is Rick Nelson at the Star Tribune. Hey, Rick.
I'm a celebrity? Wow, okay, I'll take that.
You're our celebrity. You're our celebrity. And I know you're jealous. You're not here at the Shake Shack with us. That's where the radio booth is outside of.
Oh, yeah, that is too bad. I love the Shake Shack.
I'm going to turn your mic up a little bit because I'm having trouble hearing you, sir, and for
okay.
Mikey too. So tell us a little bit about your coverage of the football food for the Super Bowl. Is it like the State Fair where you get to go and taste everything that they're creating for the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm not doing that. For example, there was a preview for people, media people to go to taste the foods that are being served at the stadium on Super Bowl Sunday. I did not go to that, in part because I felt like most of our readers will not be going to that event. So
true.
I didn't feel like I was going to cover that for our readers.
Okay, so have you tasted anything Super Bowl related?
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, tons of stuff, actually. So I have a story in tomorrow's paper because I figured so many people are going to be downtown who are from out of town who have no idea how to navigate the incredibly mystifying Minneapolis Skyway system. And so
yes.
I picked my 25 favorite places to eat in the Minneapolis Skyway
nice.
System. So, yeah.
What would you pick? Tell us.
Oh, okay. Well, number one, you know, I'm kind of a donut freak, and there are three really great donut shops. Who knew, right? In the Skyway.
Right.
One of them is a place called Angel Food Bakery. It's not technically in the Skyway. It's on the first floor, but you can get there through the Skyway. It's part of
okay.
Hell's Kitchen, that restaurant on 9th and Marquette. I got to say, my favorite, though, is a place called Bogart's Donuts, and it's in the dead center of the IBS Crystal Court on the first floor. And it's run by a woman named Ann Rucker, who started this stand at a farmer's market and then turned it into this really amazing donut shop where she makes these brioche-style kind of raised donuts with these incredible glazes. I think my favorite has got to be just this straight-up brown butter glaze. That's because everything is good with brown butter, right?
Of course.
She also has really amazing cake donuts, too. And then there's a third, a really terrific donut shop in City Center on the second floor. It's called Cardigan Donuts. And they make what has got to be the best cruller I think I've ever had. It's so good. And then they do these wonderful old fashions that they, you know, which are just a hand-cut cake donut. They're very rough-cut looking. And they cover them in this vanilla glaze. And honestly, I could eat one of those a day until I would have to be wheeled off to the obesity unit. I mean, they are so good. Yeah.
Can I give you one great morsel here, Rick, that you maybe haven't tried yet?
Because Mike Max is
Mall
a junk
America,
food freak.
And in my third straight day, I had to do it at the Nestle. They have a Nestle shop, you know, chocolate chip cookies. They make the Special K bar. Now, this isn't the peanut butter Rice Krispie with chocolate on top. This is the Special K bar.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have the peanut butter. It's just got the Special K with the chocolate on top.
Uh-huh.
And this is my third straight day that I've been able to access one of those. So for your fine dining audience when they're out here, Rick, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how you're not 300 pounds. Seriously.
I don't either, man, because I can't walk by there.
And every night when I see you at the station, you go past Candyland, you pick up some sweets.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Those chocolate covered peanuts are
I
really
don't
good.
Know how you're not 300 pounds. Maybe someday. It's a good metabolism. Chasing all these sports guys.
Chasing
that's
all
why.
These guys, yeah.
All right, Rick, what else you got for us? Any other advice? Because we got lots of visitors.
Yeah. Okay, so here we're at the Mall of America, right? And I'm sorry that I'm not there today. I have this thing about the mall. I feel like the mall should have really amazing restaurants, and it doesn't. It's like, what is that all about? But there are a couple places you can go and have a decent meal. One of them is, of course, the Shake Shack, which I just think is, I was so pleased when the mall nabbed that for Minnesota. There's a great new bakery on the first floor, which is over by Macy's, run by a woman named Maddie Carlos, and she's got a bakery also in Coon Rapids, and the only thing she's selling at the Mall of America are macarons. You know, those really, vividly colored little sandwich cookies?
Of course.
That are made
they're like
flour.
Art.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're like art. And she hand-makes all of them, and they're in really crazy flavors. I think you can go and probably get Super Bowl colors there right now. But she's got, 20 different flavors, you know, and they range everything from, orange dreamsicle to honey lavender to, you know, butterscotch or green tea. And they're really beautiful and delicious. It's a really great addition to the mall. I would go there, in a heartbeat.
Well, I hope people are going to be knowing about this because everybody seems to be at the mall now, but there are more fans from out of town will be coming Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else do we need to... Oh, I wanted to get your take on the whole thing with surge pricing. We did a story about Ike's with the $36 guacamole. That was the alleged, air quotes, mistake. Then, of course, they're serving $130 steak. You know, it's a big steak, but what do you think about all that?
You know, I think it's I'm pretty sure that there are precedents for that at every Super Bowl all over the place. To me, it feels very un-Minnesotan to do that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You know, I got a big kick though out of the Ocean Air. They've got a $1,000 caviar service that they put on their Super Bowl menu.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a gas. You know, I'd love to see what a $1,000 caviar menu looks like.
Me too.
If anybody wants to pick up that tab, I'll be happy to join them.
What else do we need to know, Rick, before we let you go?
If you are coming to downtown Minneapolis and you're a local, a lot of people that I've talked to in the last couple of days who own restaurants are saying they're not busy because people have not arrived from out of town and locals are afraid to come downtown. So
right.
If you're looking for a place to dine out, call your favorite restaurant and see if they're busy. I bet they're not. And go out to dinner tonight.
I agree. And you know what? The mall parking was not a problem. It's really fine. So if you're looking for a day to come, come now before everybody descends on Minnesota.
Right. Exactly.
Rick Nelson, you can read him tomorrow in the Star Tribune. Sir, it is a privilege. Thank you for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a good time.
You got it. Coming up right after the break, right after we do the traffic, we're going to have Holly Robinson-Pete on. She and her husband are here, and they have a new reality show out.
It's funny because you know Holly Robinson-Pete, and I know Rodney Pete.
Yes.
Rodney played quarterback. Holly Robinson's been in TV for a long time, right?
She's sitting behind us.
Yeah.
She was on The View or The Chew or The Talk or one of those. And I'm like, I like her. And she's an actress, of course. And you and I were conferring. They have a new reality show.
Yeah.
So they're sitting behind us. They are going to join us right after the break. But the time now is 3:43. That's a Wixon Jewelers time check. If you haven't been to Wixon before, you don't know what you're missing. Stop by and experience the Wixon difference for yourself. Jerry Peterson, we're coming to you a little early today. What you got for us? I said there were celebrities, and there are celebrities, and I don't just mean celebrities like Mike Max. I mean other celebrities, like global celebrities, like Holly Robinson Pete, like 21 Jump Street celebrities, like the CBS The View celebrities. I mean, like real ones.
It was kind of funny, Holly, because Jordana knew there's Holly Robinson Pete, and
yeah.
I said there's Rodney Pete.
Right.
There lies the difference between Jordana and I.
That's why we make a good team.
Hey, it's a package.
I said, I remember
her
playing against
deal.
The Vikings.
It's a
she
package.
She said, I remember her on the Talk.
Right,
you,
exactly.
Yes. So wait, you guys are here. Obviously, you're coming to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Your husband's doing a radio show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're here to promote a reality show.
We're here to promote our new docuseries on Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Meet the Peets. It comes on the 18th of this month, February 18th. We're also here to promote Kitten Bowl, which Rodney is a part of. He's the play-by-play announcer. He gets to interview players such as Brett Favre.
Got it.
And Ron Gronkowski.
Got it.
And all of that. But the coolest thing about the Kitten Bowl, it sounds really corny, but it's super cute, and it raises amazing awareness of pet adoption right here in Minnesota and all across the country. And so we've been at the activation over at Nicolette this morning. We spent 2 hours with a lot of furry creatures. Totally fun. And a really cute program comes on before the Super Bowl at noon on Hallmark Channel.
How does he end up with that gig? What's the process? I never thought about who does
play-by-play. Talking to a gentleman for a while. He was the president of Hallmark Television, of Hallmark Channel, and we had a whole conversation. And he said, thank you, Rodney, so much for being part of Kitten Bowl. And he said, you know, it was my honor. It was really fun. We love animals, and we know the plight of so many animals that need adoption and shelters that are overcrowded. So we have rescue dogs, so we were very wide open to doing it.
Wonderful. And you've been to Minnesota a couple times before.
I have. Many times over the years. And I remember coming here, Mall of America, when we were on 21 Jump Street for an appearance. And these girls went crazy for Johnny Depp. I'll never forget it. It was almost 30 years ago, showing my age. And it's expanded a little bit since then.
What was Johnny like to work with at that time?
You know, he was... was just kind of young and naive, and, you know, he wasn't the big global superstar he is today. Mm-hmm. It was like one of his first gigs, and those were simpler, fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way of putting it. Yeah. Before life gets complicated.
Yeah, before it gets complicated and we get out of our 20s and things start to matter.
Yeah.
Now, you and your husband come to Super Bowl every year.
We do.
All right, so how does Minnesota stacking up?
Very, very well. I wasn't so sure about the idea of Radio Row in the mall. On paper, I read that and I was like, ooh, I don't know. But now I'm absolutely loving it. It's everything's accessible. There are crowds. You have the energy. There's energy. Usually when we have it at convention centers, it feels a little more cold and clinical. And so I think I like this vibe here. I could see this was actually a very good idea for the host committee to do.
They're smart. You want to ask Ronnie football questions?
Well, you remember Ronnie playing for the Lions against the Vikings in the same division.
That's when I met him. And not only did he play for the Lions against the Vikings, but my father, Ronnie's dad, was a wide receivers coach for both the Bears and the Packers.
Really?
So they had to see each other many times.
Wow, that's the whole division except the Vikings,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah. So, and
how'd you meet?
We met in L.A. Kind of on a kind of blind date. A mutual friend of ours set us up in L.A. He was in his fourth year with the Lions. And I wasn't really in the market for a football player, whatever that means. That wasn't in my plans.
They all say that.
Yeah. And then he came up and, then I sacked that quarterback and the rest is history.
Well, I like that.
Well done.
And we're still together after 4 or 5 years.
So that's awesome.
It doesn't happen much in our town, so that's
so
a good thing.
That's beautiful. 25 years you're together, both celebrities in your own right, and also now working in the media. I mean, both of your careers have evolved so much and together.
Yeah, and you have to keep reinventing. You know, you can't just be an actress or an athlete. You have to keep opening up your lanes and learning new things. Rodney's doing radio now, and he really is enjoying that, and he's also a very hands-on dad, sometimes too hands-on. You'll see some of that if you watch Meet the Peets on Hallmark Channel on the 18th of February. We have a very interesting dynamic in our family. Reality shows get kind of a bad rap. They kind of, conflict-driven and negative, but this show is very positive, aspirational. We have a special needs son, and we document the journey with him. He has audio. He's 20 now, and so it's a different kind of show, and we're really happy with it.
Well, you know, the Hallmark Channel is interesting by itself because what they've done with the holidays, of course, is just
they own Christmas.
And the themes are the same, but you keep watching them.
That's right.
And I still love Frasier late at night.
Yeah.
What is it, the Hallmark Channel? Because they're doing more original programming now than they've ever done before, and obviously that's right up your alley.
This is their very first reality project. It's a big deal. They've never had any reality shows on their, on their docket, which is kind of by design. So they're going into new territory, but they wanted a family that they had seen, that they felt good about, and we're kind of their first reality family. So it's
fun.
A little bit of pressure, but it's all good. And then I just recently shot a movie for them. I have a murder mystery series. They have Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which is another channel. And I have a murder mystery series, which was based on novels written by Al Roker. And that was fun. That aired a couple weeks ago and did very well. So that's really cool. We'll do about three of those. And then I've done a couple Christmas movies. I was over there pitching them my next three Christmas movies. At least not often you have the head of your network sitting right in front of you. So I took advantage of that. And did a Christmas movie this past Christmas called Christmas in Evergreen. And hope to do a sequel to that.
How long does it take from start to beginning those movies? Because they churn out so many.
They are quick. They're about 4 weeks.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, super fast, super fast. But the quality is good, and you always know what you're going to get. You're going to get this great feel-good.
Good ending.
You're going to get this great ending. And you know what? Who doesn't love a good ending?
Yeah.
I know I do.
Wonderful. When you're here in Minnesota, what are you going to do this week?
Let's see. So this morning we spent the morning with all the kitty cats at Kitten Bowl.
Did you bring any of the kids?
Huh?
Did you bring any of your kids?
One of them is flying in for the game.
Nice.
I'm from Philadelphia, so I'm a diehard Eagles fan.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
I'm sorry.
You
I'm
weren't
sorry.
So nice to us.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry. It's all very painful. We've been to the Super Bowl with the Panthers, and we lost to New England, so that was painful, and I'm still not over it. But as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, born and raised in Philly, I'm hoping to get a win. So we're going to the game. We might take in a couple parties,
Yeah,
might
wonderful.
Do a couple parties. We'll see. But for the most part, we're just going to be hanging out, and I'm going to Kevin Hart's show on Friday night, so that'll be
great.
Fun.
Lots to do. Holly Robinson, Pete, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you are just as lovely in person.
Thank
as
you.
You are in all of your millions of movies.
Thank you.
One more time. When is it on?
Yes. So Meet the Petes will air on February 18th. At Sunday night. This is Sunday night at 10 o'clock. We'll be on at 10 o'clock. And Kitten Bowl, got to plug Kitten Bowl,
okay. Will
be, oh gosh, now I'm blanking.
We'll
Kitten
find
Bowl,
it.
Yeah. Kitten Bowl, come on before Super Bowl, at noon. There
right.
We go.
We'll be back.
Sorry,
after
guys.
The news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.